You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis celebrated Mass for the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul in St. Peter's Square on Thursday, highlighting the plight of persecuted Christians and the importance of prayer and of confessing the faith. Lydia O'Kane reports.
In a sunny St. Peter's Square on Thursday, Pope Francis was joined by new cardinals and metropolitan archbishops created in the last year, as well as pilgrims and Romans alike, to celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, co-patrons of the Eternal City. Following a blessing of the pallium, which will be placed on the 36 metropolitan archbishops in their own diocese, the Pope, in his homily, focused his attention on three words: confession, persecution and prayer, which he said are essential for the life of an apostle.
Confessione, persecuzione, preghiera.
Beginning with the word confession, the Holy Father, referring to the day's readings in which Jesus asks, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" Pope Francis explained that the Lord puts the decisive question to his disciples, saying, "But you, who do you say that I am?" Today, Pope Francis went on to say, Jesus puts this crucial question to us, to each of us, and particularly to those of us who are pastors, adding, "It does not allow for a non-committal answer, because it brings into play our entire life." To confess the faith, the Holy Father said, means this: to acknowledge in Jesus the long-awaited Messiah, the living God, the Lord of our lives. Speaking about the second word, persecution, the Pope noted how Peter and Paul shed their blood for Christ. He went on to say that today too, in various parts of the world, sometimes in silence, often a complicit silence, great numbers of Christians are marginalised, subjected to violence and even death, not infrequently without due intervention on the part of those who could defend their sacrosanct rights. Finally, reflecting on the third word, that of prayer, Pope Francis described it as the water needed to nurture hope and increase fidelity.
La preghiera è l'acqua indispensabile che nutre la speranza e fa crescere la fiducia.
The Lord answers our prayers, he said. He is faithful to the love we have professed for him, and he stands beside us at times of trial. I'm Lydia O'Kane.